Mishnah Yamis for Wednesday, the 25th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Yuma, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Gimel. Continuing with the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. Masorai, after the Kohen Gadol had done the confession of the sins over the goat, he would give it Lemisha HaMelechai, to the man who was going to lead it out to the desert. This was a man who had been prepared from yesterday. They'd already appointed someone. Hakol Ksherin Lalichai, and anybody would be kosher to lead it out to the desert. Didn't have to be a Kohen, could be Yisraelim as well. As it says, Biyad Ish Iti Hamidbar, they shall send it through a prepared man. Ish comes to include even a non-Kohen. Ela Ba'at She'osu HaKohenim Gedolim Keva V'lohoyu Manichin Yisrael Lalichai. It's just that the Kohenim Gedolim wanted to keep their custom and not let Yisrael take it out and lead it to the desert. They only wanted to use Kohenim. Even though technically, as far as the Torah is concerned, you could use Israel as well for taking it out to the desert. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa, there was a story, V'hoylicha arsula v'Yisrael haya. Rabbi Yossi wants to demonstrate that you could use not just a Kohenim. In fact, one year there was a man called Arsula who was Israel, and he let it out. He was the Ish Iti. A Mishnah Dalad, which continues the story of the sending out of the goat, Sar HaMishtalech, out to the cliff in the desert. V'chevesh, and a ramp was be made. Osulay, they made for the person who was taking out the goat. On Erev Kippur, they would make this ramp, leading all the way from the Azara, the temple courtyard, all the way to outside the city. Why did they have a ramp there? Mipnei ha-bavliim, because of these people, the bavliim, literally it means the Babylonians, these are Jewish people, shahoyu masal shim bis'orei, who would pull out the hair of the person who was taking the goat, before they had the ramp, and they would tell him, Tolvatsay, quickly take this goat and get out of here. Tolvatsay, take it and get out of here. Why were they so anxious? They were anxious because they didn't want the sins of the Jewish people to stay there long. They wanted to quickly have it taken out. And they were sort of pulling out his hair to make sure he was doing the right thing. In order that they shouldn't be able to touch him, they made this ramp. The Gemara explains that the people pulling out his hair were not actually from Babel, not actually from Babylonia. They were actually from Alexandria of Egypt. Why do they call them Bavliim, Babylonians? That's because the Bavliim were very, very not nice. And they used this expression for people who were really not nice at all. So that's why they call them Bavliim. Miyakiri Yerushalayim hoyim alavin oisai. There were the nobles, some of the nobles of Yerushalayim would accompany the person taking out the goat, Atzuka HaRishona, until he arrived at the first hut, because there were huts all along the way in which a person was in each hut on Erev Kippur ready to accompany him. Eser Sukkos, there were 10 huts, Mirushalayim Vatzuk, leading from Yerushalayim all the way to the Tzuk, or not all the way, but leading up to the Tzuk, up to the cliff, from which the goat would be pushed off. Tishimris, it's a distance of Tishimris, which in terms of mil is 12 mil. As we'll soon see, mil is about a kilometer, it's 2,000 cubits. Shiva machzal lechol mil, 7.5 ris per mil. That's the measure. If each mil is 7.5 ris, so 90 ris is basically 12 mil. Between each sukkah, there was a mil, which is 2,000 amas. That's the tchum, that's how much you're allowed to go to on Yom Kippur. And from Yerushalayim until the first sukkah was 1 mil. From the sukkah achrona, from the last hut until the cliff, there were 2 mil in. And that's why we learned here that the Yakir Yerushalayim, that the nobles of Yerushalayim, some of the nobles would accompany him until the first sukkah. Then the men of each sukkah in turn would accompany him until the next sukkah, as we will soon see in the next Mishnah, and also see what function they played, the people in those sukkahs, in those huts.